Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Alcohol use disorder is a chronic medical disease affecting millions of Americans. To talk about strategies to promote long-term recovery from alcohol use disorder is Dr. Joshua Smith. He's an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and he is also the clinical director of the Center for Drug and Alcohol Programs in the Addiction Sciences Division at MUSC. Dr. Smith, when someone with an alcohol problem successfully quits drinking, what seems to help them remain abstinent over the long haul?
Well, it's important for people to know that they're in for a long haul, first of all, and that's because it's a chronic issue. Everybody's got a unique set of circumstances that dictate when they drink and why they drink and how they drink. And so what we need to do is to identify those situational triggers and some of those internal triggers, like emotions for some people, and to have a coping skill for those things. We want to find an alternative way of dealing with those triggers than alcohol. Identifying certain situations that lend themselves to drinking, they have to be dealt with differently early on in recovery. Sometimes things need to be avoided outright. The next thing is, if you're in those situations, if somebody is there and they have to go to a wedding, for example, or if it's required for work, is to go in with a different mindset, with a plan in advance. Going in with a plan can make a huge difference in the outcome.
Any other tips for success that you have witnessed over time with real people?
One of the biggest things that we find is that remembering why the person needs to quit in the first place is something that needs to be carried forward long term. Studies have shown that people who forget, people who don't remember how bad it was and why alcohol was a problem early on, those folks are much more likely to relapse in the long term.
And Dr. Smith, what's the best approach if someone does slip and they start drinking again or they relapse?
90% of people will slip at some point in time. Abstinence, total abstinence, 100% forever abstinence is a tall order. And so the first thing to do is to recognize that, okay, relapse is normal, it's common, and the question is, what do I do next? And how do I get back on track? And what do I learn from it? So really understanding relapse and understanding what led to it and what you can do differently, every time is a learning opportunity.
And if someone has successfully stopped drinking, but they're sort of struggling with either anxiety or depression or some other mental health issues, how does all of that work together?
It's definitely important to address what we know as underlying issues like depression and anxiety. These things commonly are associated with alcohol problems, and they can lead people to drink and to drink again even after a long period of abstinence. It is something that we can handle with medications, with cognitive behavioral treatments, with talk therapy. These things can be overcome and dealt with. It is also important, I think, to point out that it isn't necessary to resolve those issues in order to be sober. People can still be sober and be in the process of dealing with those mental and mood and anxiety issues.
And how important is support or support groups for someone who wants to refrain from drinking?
Long term, if a person wants to stay sober, they've got to do something with other people. It's necessary. We find that people who go to support groups like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, if they can involve themselves meaningfully in those programs, if it's something that they can find useful in their recovery, then they're much better off in the long run.
Dr. Smith, thanks for this information about strategies to promote long-term recovery from alcohol use disorder.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.